Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We want to talk just very briefly about what's going to happen next week so that people are aware of that. Next Saturday, we have two members of the St. Andrews support staff that are going to talk about what is available for people who need help. We're going to be on 11:30. We're going to be have the telephone lines open if people want to call in with questions. What they're going to be talking about is what's available for jobs. How do we get food? How do we get housing? If you know somebody who is in desperate need of some help, tell them to be sure and listen next week. They've got a set of questions already lined up for me to get them started talking about it. And it's a very good program. This is the program I talked about several months ago, where St. Andrews and the church, the Catholic Church over on 94, Guardian Angels, have put a program together. And then there are several other churches that are involved in this. So it's a great, great program.
And they feel that people do not know enough about it. That's why we're doing it on the air, so that you can hear everything that is available. They have been very much aware of the tough times people were having when we went through that last recession, and the changes with the housing, with people losing their homes, with people losing their jobs, and they're coming back from it now. Our economy is doing so much better. We're seeing a lot of good signs. But there are places people can go for extra help. And St. Andrews is one of them with their resource center.
And it's interesting that they have actually how the county does refer people over there, because they have got a very, they got a program all put together, I'm not sure what the word is, that works very, very well.
It's the resource center there.
But I'm just saying, I'm not sure how to describe the program more than it's the resource center, and they do have assistance available. So if you know somebody or you just want to learn more, in fact, I said one time that I had worked one evening at the Guardian Angels, and one of the ladies that I worked with was not a member of St. Andrews. She just liked to work. She liked to volunteer, and that was her second day there volunteering. So they're always looking for help, too.
It's a way of giving back, too.
Way of giving back. So it's a great program, and if you know somebody, be sure and tell them to listen next week at 11:30. We're going to be on 11:30, and we're going to have the phone lines open.
Very good, and I think it's good you brought it up, and there will be some advertising going out this week over the air, too.
Yes. Okay.
So let's move on. We're going to talk a little bit about the steps of financial planning. And one of the things that comes up all the time is if you talk to an advisor, whether it's an insurance agent, whether it's a financial planner, one of the things that they're going to ask is, where are your assets? What are your assets? And how have you protected your assets? Because they have to have certain answers along with their goals, the person's goals and objectives.
Which are obviously very important.
And the age you are and what you're looking forward to doing in the future. But there's certain things that you have to have in place to be sure that you can accumulate your dollars and that also you can protect your dollars. And Garwin, one of the things is what?
Well, obviously life insurance is very important. People say, well, I don't need any life insurance. I really don't need it. I've got plenty of assets. Well, perhaps you don't, but it's very rare when I would agree with them that they don't need life insurance.
Well, for instance, when you have life insurance or any kind of insurance, life insurance, disability insurance, when you have home insurance, whether you have long-term care insurance, what you're doing is you're putting a base into your financial plan and you're protecting those assets for yourself, for your spouse, for your family.
Now, life insurance in that sense has to be a permanent plan. Term insurance really doesn't fit there because if you buy term insurance, someday that rate is going to go out of sight on you. I just quoted a lady the other day. I wrote some more term on her, and she said, what's this rate going to be? And she was going to pay like $1,100 a year for another 15-year term. And I said, I don't know, but I bet when that thing, when that 15 years is up, the rate's going to be $20,000. And, oh, she said, it can't be that high. Well, I found out. I called her back. It was going to be $24,000. From let's say $1,000 a year to $24,000, and then it's going to go up every year thereafter.
Now, I understand that you can buy what you can afford, too. So in many cases, term insurance will answer the problem.
Term insurance sometimes has to be. That's all you can afford.
And then you have to keep track of that because that is cheaper. It'll go farther. However, term insurance is for a term, where permanent insurance means you've got it forever and it won't change.
And it will not change. And that's the beauty of a permanent. Now, when I say permanent, it could be universal life. It could be a whole life.
A cash building program, basically.
A cash building program or a participating whole life. Those are all permanent plans. But they do the one thing that's necessary is they do lock up that rate that will never change. And that rate is fixed, and it's guaranteed. And that's simple. Now, young people don't want to buy those things because they're too expensive. A lot of young people just don't want to buy permanent because they're too expensive. That's why they buy term. But you should be thinking about converting some of that as you go along through the years to make certain that you've got some permanent when you retire or when you quit your work situation.
Well, the younger person in particular could go to where they work, and they can generally buy term insurance or insurance through their work. And when they do that, they buy it at a group rate, which means it is cheaper when they buy it that way. But the other thing they have to keep in mind is if they leave that company, that insurance may cease.
That's gone. And that's the thing they don't think about, is that it is a temporary plan. They don't control it. That's why I tell people, look, if you've got some group insurance, that's wonderful. Get all you can get. But remember, it's not a permanent plan. It's temporary. And the company at any time can say, we're not going to do this anymore, and it's gone. And I think about way back, probably 25, 30 years ago, when the Minnesota Dental Association had the group life insurance on all the dentists in the state of Minnesota. And all of a sudden, they were losing money, and they pulled it. And here we had a bunch of 70, 80-year-old, 60-year-old dentists who couldn't buy any more life insurance. And I remember the great consternation of all these people who said, what am I going to do? And there was nothing they could do. That's the problem with plans that you don't control.
Financial planning takes all of this into consideration. And you need to think about that seriously when you look at that plus your estate plan. There's a ton of things that are happening when you're dealing with your financial plan and you're working and you've got a family and things are changing, and then you get to the point where you have to do an estate plan. Then you're getting into another whole ball game. There you're getting into what's going to happen to my estate, how big is my estate, what do I need to have to protect my estate, and then when I look at all of this, the total picture, then you look at the cost.
And, of course, you've got to think about taxes. Are there going to be taxes with my estate? And that's another thing that you have to consider. And as I said many times, I know on the air here, the largest life insurance contracts by far are the estate tax liability programs, because that's where the people say, well, I'm going to have to pay lots and lots of money for taxes. How do I make sure that money's there for my family? I don't want them to have to sell the business or the home or whatever. We buy life insurance to fund that.
Now, there's another way that it's sometimes mentioned, the dread disease insurance. And I would think that's an interesting phrase, but that's another way to look at it.
Well, it's interesting. Europe has had this program for, golly, for 20, 25 years, and it's just coming into vogue in the United States. And what it says is, if I get cancer, I have a stroke, I have a heart attack, and there's several other different ones. And each company has their own little list of things, but those three are the primary ones, that the company will pay you money. If you have stents put in your heart, it's worth so much. If you just have a heart attack, it's worth so much. If you have a stroke, it's worth so much. So what it says to me is, if I am in a family and my family has had a lot of heart attacks or my family has had strokes, I really need to look at this, because unfortunately, those kinds of problems tend to run in families. And if they have had a lot of heart attacks in your family, this is something you probably should look at, because it is available. It isn't as old as I'd like to see it. I think 65 or maybe 70 is about as old as they'll issue it. But for those people who are still working, this really makes a lot of sense to have this coverage. It is not overly expensive, but it's something that we don't talk about much in the United States. There's a lot of ads in the trade journals, but I don't know of a lot of people who are selling it. But if you've had some crisis in your family from certain problems like heart attack or strokes, this might be something that you'd want to look at. This does not replace disability, life insurance, long-term care. This is one other.
It's a different type of insurance.
Different type of insurance.
But it's part of your financial program. All of these things are very, very important. And the next few times, well, not next weekend, but then we're going to start moving into actually looking at setting up a financial plan and the different steps that are involved in it. The reason we want to do this is because we get a lot of questions. The questions are, I have this kind of an asset. I have those assets. I have a family. I need to do some planning now. I need to think about what's been going on with the economy. And my lifestyle is changing. So if I go to a financial planner or I go to an insurance agent that's involved with a financial planner, you're going to find that there's going to be different things you're going to be looking for. And one of the steps, and this is the one we brought up today, is the base of the program, because it will protect whatever program you set up.
One of the other things that you miss is, of course, the child who that is not going to be able to live by themselves. And how do we set up a program to protect that child when you're gone? So there's a lot to financial planning, and I do not do financial planning. That's what my wife does, and by the way, she's very good at it, too.
Thank you.
Okay. I was waiting for that.
Now, one of the things we're going to offer today is we have, well, I was going to say, how am I going to put this, a consolidation form that will pull all of your assets together. And if you are interested in getting that, I'm going to give you my phone number. It's 651-365-5000. 651-365-5000. Call my office. We'll send out this form to you, and it will help you pull things together as we go through the different steps.
Remember, next week we're going to be on at 11:30 with the people from St. Andrews talking about their help that's available. Thank you for being with us this morning on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of The Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.